Welcome to 95 Mac Daily for Thursday, March 16th, 2023. I'm your host, Chance Miller. Leading off today, T-Mobile has announced that it is acquiring the popular Mint Mobile prepaid wireless carrier brand. This is the wireless brand that's owned in part by celebrity Ryan Reynolds. The deal is valued at $1.35 billion, and it comes as part of T-Mobile's effort to bolster its prepaid phone business and reach more lower-income customers. For those unfamiliar, Mint Mobile offers wireless plans that start at $15 a month for unlimited talk, text, and 4 gigabytes of data. The unlimited plan offers talk, text, and 35 gigabytes of data for $30 a month. This makes it an enticing option compared to traditional postpaid carrier plans. Mint Mobile is an MVNO, or Mobile Virtual Network Operator, and it operates on the T-Mobile network. So this is one of the things that made the brand a lucrative acquisition target for T-Mobile, and it should also make for a relatively smooth transition period. T-Mobile expects the deal to close sometime later this year. T-Mobile says that Mint is complementary to its existing prepaid service offerings, such as Metro by T-Mobile. As of right now, it's unclear what'll change for Mint Mobile customers once the T-Mobile acquisition goes through. But for everyone worried, T-Mobile says that Ryan Reynolds will continue on in his creative role on behalf of Mint. In other news today, a new deal between Foxconn and Apple will see AirPods manufactured in India for the first time. Foxconn is investing $200 million into a new factory in India, and that's where these AirPods will be manufactured, among some other products. This is a big step for Apple as it looks to reduce its reliance on China and move more of its manufacturing to other countries, including India. Notably, this is the first time that Foxconn will become an AirPods supplier. In the past, AirPods have been produced by partners including Luxshare. According to Reuters, Foxconn officials had debated internally for months about whether to assemble AirPods because of the relatively low profit margins on making the device, but it ultimately opted to go ahead with this deal as part of its efforts to reinforce engagement with Apple. Apple, for its part, is said to have specifically requested that Foxconn build this production facility in India. Foxconn plans to start construction of this new manufacturing facility in India during the second half of the year and begin production by the end of 2024. As of right now, these changes aren't expected to have any immediate impact on Apple's other partners for AirPods production, but that's likely something that will change once this Foxconn plant gets into motion next year. We are sponsored this week by MKiki. MKiki specializes in designing diverse and comfortable iPhone cases, and it's become one of the top iPhone case brands with over a million positive reviews. For iPhone 14 Pro Max users, MKiki's MagSafe compatible case is Qi certified for all MagSafe chargers and car mounts. It features raised bezels and four corners with built-in airbags that can prevent screen and camera damage, and it has military-grade drop protection. Meanwhile, the company's silicone case is designed for comfort, adopting real environmental protection liquid silicone, built-in MagSafe compatibility, and much more. Hit the link in the show notes below to get 20% off MKiki's cases for your iPhone and to learn why the company has Climate Pledge Friendly certification and Amazon Choice and bestseller banners on Amazon. My thanks to MKiki for their support of 9to5 Mac Daily. Rounding out today, 9to5 Mac has learned that Apple is testing new natural language generation features for Siri, codenamed Bobcat. This new technology is being tested starting with the latest tvOS 16.4 beta. In this beta, Apple has enabled a new framework for Siri natural language generation capabilities. As it currently stands, Apple is only using natural language generation for telling jokes with Siri on Apple TV, and it's also experimenting with how this could be used for timers as well. Even though tvOS is what powers the Apple TV and the HomePod, these new language-generating features are only enabled on the Apple TV. But findings by 9to5 Mac indicate that the code for these features is included across iPhone, iPad, Mac, HomePod, and Apple TV. It's just that as of right now, the features are only enabled on the Apple TV. Our findings follow a report from the New York Times from yesterday, which said that Apple was testing new language-generating concepts, but without further details. Our discoveries corroborate that report and offer some details on how Apple is testing natural language generation. But there's one important thing to keep in mind. Just because Apple is testing these types of language-generating features for Siri doesn't mean that it's developing anything akin to chatbots like ChatGPT. Instead, Apple is planning to use this sort of artificial intelligence technology to significantly improve the existing Siri experience. Siri currently doesn't use any sort of language-generating artificial intelligence, and instead relies purely on a system based on templates with an associated database for each question. There's no timeline on when Apple will expand the testing of these features beyond the Apple TV, but this is basically Apple's way of quietly and slowly beta testing its first steps into this sort of AI technology. Eventually, Apple could expand the language generating technology beyond Siri and to other devices, but that's not something coming in the immediate future. That wraps up another episode of 9to5 Mac Daily. As always, you can find all of the latest Apple news on 9to5mac.com. Follow along with me on Twitter or Mastodon at Chance H. Miller. And we'll be back tomorrow for a new episode of 9to5 Mac Daily.